Yeah, hello.
Oh, hello, Dwayne, honey. It's your mother, honey. Happy 4th of July to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, so what are you doing for the holiday then, honey? You got big plans, huh? People coming over for a party or something?
No, no, no.
Are you going to go out and see fireworks?
No, no big plans, Mama.
What, honey? Well, what happened with you and that Priscilla you were head over heels about?
Pamela. Pamela was your name. Yeah. No, she's a friend, you know.
Oh, she's a friend,
That's right. She's a friend.
Yeah, honey, a friend. Listen, 2 months ago, you talked about her like she was the cure for cancer.
Yeah, well, she's a friend, okay?
Okay, so you're not...
No, no, no.
Well,
no.
So you never...
No, no, no.
Okay, okay. Right. Well, honey, what about that girl I gave you the phone number of? You know, whose aunt is a friend of the woman who does my hair? Did you give her a call?
I did, Mom, yes.
Oh, and... What, lightning didn't strike, huh? Room didn't revolve, no bright colored lights then,
Listen,
huh?
Mom, she's very nice. She's very nice. She's very serious. I mean, she graduated from McAllister, so, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she, you know, she talked a lot about, you know, her
about the things she's involved in. Yeah,
You know, very involved working with refugees, literacy, you know, gender issues.
What kind of issues?
Well, you know, gender theory. And,
well, hers or other people's?
I don't know. I didn't ask. You
okay.
Know. Alternative energy, sustainable agriculture, you know.
What?
She runs a triathlon, you know, non-GMO pet food.
Honey, when does she sleep?
She's going to spend next year in Madagascar rock climbing and to learn Madagascar. You know.
Well, why?
Well, I mean, she's a learner,
well,
you know.
I guess.
Learning is a lifetime process.
Yeah,
you know,
but honey, you know, she's 46
she's
years 40, old.
She's 45, but she's a McAllister graduate. It never stops.
Well,
you know.
Okay, so she could learn about you, huh? Did she ask anything about you?
Well, she did, yes.
Yeah,
and
what?
So I felt I had to explain, you know, why I have done... practically nothing, you know, in the last 13 years. And, and I just, you know, I had to tell her some lies. That's why.
So what? You told her you had that Guillain-Barré syndrome?
No, no.
Okay, well, what? Oh, you were married?
No, no, right.
Okay, well, that you were gay and married?
No, no. I told her that I was still grieving for my parents who had died in a car crash and that, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to do with my life. So, you know, just... You know, so.
How bad a car crash, honey?
Well,
I mean, was it like a flaming car crash?
Well,
I mean,
it was
did
fatal.
We like drive off a cliff or something,
I'm sorry. It was the only thing I could think
honey,
of.
Honey, all you could think of was the violent death of
your
parents?
I had to come up with a story, you know, why I accomplished nothing, you know. So I thought, you know, the shock of losing you and Dad.
Well,
and,
did
and
she pour out her sympathy on
no,
you or anything?
No, she did not. She started talking about auto safety standards.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
You know, how common seat belt malfunctions
are.
And, you know, that's right. She's writing a book about it, I think, about grief or something.
Oh, well, what
know.
About it, then?
I don't know. Her cats died, so
okay. She's anyway, honey, we're both alive,
yes,
thank goodness, you
know. Yeah.
And we're going to have a nice 4th of July picnic, you know, if you care to come over.
Well, let me see what I'm up to, okay?
I mean, your dad's grilling hot dogs and hamburgers, and he bought a six-pack of that beer you like, honey. What's the name of that beer? Moody beer.
Owly beer? I forget.
That one is.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, let me see. You know, maybe.
And honey, I invited someone I thought you'd like to meet now.
I was afraid of that, Mom.
Okay, now listen. Now, she graduated from McAllister, but she was on the women's rugby team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, she's from North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
And she married in, she majored in Caucasian studies.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's what she majored in.
I don't know.
In.
I'm sort of taking a vacation from romance, Mom.
Oh.
So, you know, is Dad there, by the way?
What? Do you want to talk to your father
the
now?
The lack of romance? Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Yeah, let me talk to him.
Hank! Dwayne, it's Dwayne now, and believe it or not, he actually wants to talk to you.
That's weird.
All right, come take the phone now. Here, take it. Just don't. Got it now.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
How's it going?
Fine. You?
Not bad. Mm. Not bad, yeah.
Yeah. Nice day, huh?
Yeah. What you up to?
Not much.
Yeah.
Nice weather. Did I already mention
that?
Yeah,
you did. You mentioned that.
Sorry, I didn't. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. No problem. It is. I mean, it is, you know. Nice
is what?
Nice day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I imagine you're busy then, so.
Well.
I should let you go.
Okay.
Well, good talking to you.
Yeah, you too, Dad.
Back, you
already?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, give me the phone now. Honey, Dwayne, honey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here,
okay,
Mom.
Honey. All right, honey. Listen.
Yeah.
I get it, okay? I get it that you don't want to meet this Sharon, who, honey, is, by the way, a beautiful person.
Right.
But, you know, you don't seem to be attracted to that type, honey. Uh-huh. No. You like the needy ones who blame you for not loving them just because they're angry, honey. That's your type, huh? You know, the punitive girlfriend. And you know what, honey? I get it. So listen, I'm going to put this hamburger patty back in the freezer that I was saving for you. Uh-huh. And I will simply not think about the idea of grandchildren any longer. I will adopt one of those little South American kids you see on the ads, huh? You know, $50 a month, and they write to you and everything. And I'm going to pay that kid $100 a month to write, "Dear Grandma."
Okay.
That's all I want, honey. I just want someone to call me Grandma. And honey, I don't know if you know this, but I have a doll at home.
A doll?
Oh, yes. And you pull the string, and it says, "I love you, Nana." That's what it says.
Okay, Mom, I'll be there on Saturday, okay? I'll be there. I'll eat that hamburger, cheeseburger, whatever. I'll be nice to Rochelle.
Sharon, your name is Sharon.
Okay, I'll be nice. We'll have a good time.
No,
okay.
Honey, she really likes fireworks.
Okay, I'll bring some fireworks.
Yeah, no, she loves rockets. She told me that.
Okay, I'll bring a rocket.
Okay,
then.
And let her light your rocket.
Let her light my rocket.
Yeah, okay,
well,
honey.
We'll see, Mom. Okay.
Okay, honey. All right. See you Saturday.
All right, see ya.
Okay, bye now, honey.
Bye now.
Oh, love you.
Bye now, Mom.
Okay,
love you too.
Bye now.
All right. Bye.